Hi, this is Dave. Last month, I terminated my relationship with an organization with which I had been associated for the past 6 years. There was no rancor. There was not an incident which prompted my actions. We had just gone in different directions. And I didn't feel that the relationship was of any value to me going forward. Looking back on it, I can see God's hand in influencing my decision. Then, after I made that decision, a strange series of events occurred. In every sphere of my business, I experienced a positive, unexpected event. Multiple events, multiple business efforts, over a 3-week period, immediately following my separation. Now, I had a strong sense that these blessings were, in some spiritual sense, being hindered by my involvement with the organization that I just left. And when I left it, it opened the sluices of the spiritual dam, and the blessings which had been backed up poured through. Now, as I reflected on this, I realized that this was not the first time in my life I had this same experience. I had to leave my position as a divisional manager, for example, before I could catch sight of the business which has occupied me for the past 25 years. Within that business, I had to leave a broad market focus before I could narrow in on the niche which has provided 90% of the revenues to this business. Now, in a more personal place, I had to leave the institutional church system before I could experience the blessings of a new perspective and a closer relationship with God. Over and over, in big ways and small, I have seen that I had to leave a situation before I would be in a position to receive the blessings that were being hindered by that association. Now, it's rarely a case of leaving one situation so that I could occupy a greater one, you know. It wasn't that I was leaving one place to take up another. I left because it was time to go. And in most cases, there was no vision of what's next. Inevitably, though, what's next has always been a situation that was more challenging, more fulfilling, and that required me to grow in ways that I would not have otherwise. You know, to create new skills, meet new people, take on new attitudes. But I rarely planned it. When I left the status quo, it made space in my life or my business that would soon be occupied by something bigger and better. My motivation for leaving was rarely to find something better. Rather, it was to eliminate a comfortable status quo. The bigger and better thing came later and would never have happened if I'd stayed with the previous situation. Leaving is almost always a difficult choice. In this last occurrence, when I separated from the company I had been with for a while, I wrestled with the decision for at least a month before finally acting on it. The status quo is tremendously attractive. It entices us with familiarity, existing relationships, and comfortable places. We can create lots of reasons to stay. In this case, as in so many others, when I realized a fundamental principle operating in my life, it's easy to uncover it and see it in the Bible. There's a principle at work in the way that God often works in people's lives and businesses. Often, you must leave a situation, even if you don't know what's next, in order to be in a position to experience a what's next that is bigger, better, and more fulfilling. Sometimes these leavings are voluntary, and sometimes they're forced upon us. You know, think of Joseph leaving the comfortable surrounds of his family to eventually be in a place to save the known world from famine. Think of Abraham leaving Haran, quite unsure of what was next. Think of Peter leaving his fishing business to follow Christ, with no inkling of what that meant. Think of Paul leaving his status and his position to do the same. These are a few of the stories that come to mind. I'm sure you can find more. They all have these things in common. A person is nudged by the Holy Spirit, or in some cases, forcibly removed, to leave a comfortable situation for an unknown situation. The effort requires faith, overcomes fear, and puts the person in a place to receive a what's next that was bigger, better, and more fulfilling and had more impact for the kingdom. Of course, this flies in the face of conventional wisdom, which says, don't leave a situation till you have something better lined up. And honestly, I've given that advice to dozens of folks. But there is a time in the life of a Christian where you're nudged by the Holy Spirit to leave a comfortable situation where the status quo is acceptable without any next step in view. There's a season for everything. Sometimes God calls us to end the season and leave the situation without a clear view of what's next. It's a biblical principle. And one of the ways God works with us to build us into something better than we would be if he had left us on our own. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.